Defeat for the Zimbabweans will lead to relegation from the Africa Cup Division 1A and from the qualifiers for the 2019 World Cup finals for the first time since 1980. The Zimbabweans made things difficult for themselves after they lost 61-15 to Kenya in their opening game at Harare Sports Club. Should they win against Uganda, they will overtake the Cranes into third position ahead of their final game against defending champions Namibia on August 6. Coach Cyprian Mandenge is brimming with confidence, saying the players are aware of the stakes on offer and preparations have been intense. Mandenge, however, should be warned that he is in danger of becoming the first Sables coach in 36 years to fail to take the Sables to the World Cup qualifiers. At the same time, the curtain comes down on the Zimbabwe National Army Charities Shield, with Highlanders and Harare City battling for the $12,000 on offer for the winners at Baba Field Stadium Sunday. Harare City coach Moses Chunga says he's not reading much into Highlanders' current standing on the league table, saying they have devised a strategy that will see Boso fall. Although Highlanders are top of the table, while Harare City are in 8th position, Bambu says that is nothing to talk about, as this is a cup final and his players have been in cup finals before. However, football analyst Shepherd Mchapera says Chunga talks too much with little results on the field of play and should prove that Sunday.
Yeah, Moses Chunga, to me, is very talkative. To me, he is a man of words. And in as far as football is concerned, his talking has never been corresponding with the results. But now he has been presented with the chance to actually prove himself by beating Highlanders. If he does so, then we'll give credit to him.
Although he does not like Highlanders, Dynamo supporter Stephen Mshaninga says the Sunshine City boys would be lucky to lose by less than a 2-0 margin.
Harare City, they have not been consistent in their games so far. All the games that I've watched those guys playing, they are not convincing. Yes, they've got a good side, but they are not as good as Highlanders. So I think Highlanders are going to come out being the victors here. It's plus two to Highlanders.
Although the man on offer, 12,000 for the winners and 8,000 for the losers, is little, in Zimbabwe, it is better to have that little than nothing at all. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.